Hopefully you're all enjoying this nice spring weather that we're having, huh? You know, I was actually going to go up to the cities on Friday, but with the storm coming, my folks called and said, no, you're better off staying down there. And the feedback that I've been getting after masses today seems to confirm that, how many cars were in the ditches and what a mess it was. But we know that warm weather and sunshine, God has a lot of blessings for us right around the corner if we just hang in there a little bit longer together. Yesterday, since it was kind of a quiet day, I thought, well, even though it's a blizzard outside and it's coming down pretty hard, you know, this might be a great time to go a few miles down the road to Hy-Vee and maybe stock up on some groceries for the rectory, things like that. And so I headed out, and it wasn't too bad. You could tell the plows were having a hard time keeping up yesterday afternoon, either that or they're kind of just waiting till it was done. But I went out anyway in it, and as I was driving down, I just decided I would go slow and take my time. So my way down to Hy-Vee, I took a left on 16th Street and slowly making my way. And right away, it was interesting because you really couldn't see any lines on the road at all. Everything was covered. And so as I got to the light on Broadway there, my intention was to go right through, but had a red, so I wanted to actually take a left there first, stop and get some gas. And so I pulled over into the left-hand lane and kind of looked up. Everyone had a red light, and cars were going slow, as I said, but I started thinking about my grocery list, and as I was looking ahead across the street where all the cars were parked, I noticed that they were all facing me, and I thought, something's wrong here. You get that little, warning light inside your head, so I was lined up wrong. I thought I was in the left lane, of course, because you can see the lines. I was actually in the lane for oncoming traffic across the street, and so there's a lot of anxiety, I'm sure, as with those cars that were waiting across Broadway there. But thank God we had a red light, and so once I realized it, oh my goodness. So, but because I had some time, I was able to put in reverse, no one was behind me, kind of straighten out and take a better guess where that left lane was at. But I got it right. But I was thinking to myself, well, there might be a homily story here if I can tie it in some way today. But, you know, I was thinking now that we're in the Easter season, we're hearing a lot about the apostles and their transformation from being very terrified, being very skeptical and afraid to being confident eventually after Jesus appears to them today and reassures them, and especially after the Holy Spirit eventually descends upon them. And they go out and they approach the people, as we hear in our first reading today, just as Jesus approached them after the resurrection, telling them to go out and preach the message that I preach to you, my apostles. Repent and be converted. Remind the people of my message from this day forward. Of course, to be converted, we know, means to turn away from sin and doing our own will, to simply turning towards the will of God and trying to implement that in our lives the best we can. People of Jesus' time, just like many today, at times may find themselves in the wrong lane, so to speak, the wrong lane of life. God, through the apostles and through the church, have, thank goodness, left us directions and many signs on our way to help us to find our way through life, especially in those difficult times, so that we can reach our destination safely with Him and our loved ones in heaven. Unfortunately, though, we all know that we don't always follow those signs. Sometimes it's on purpose, sometimes it's by mistake. Because of our weakness to sin and our fear of suffering. And so we can find ourselves, too, getting lost at times, not being able to see those lines. And, of course, you know, in situations like I was in yesterday, we know that, you know, if we're not careful, accidents can happen and we can get hurt. And that's because in the spiritual life, sin hurts us when we veer off that path towards God. However, the good news that we celebrate in this Easter season shows us in a way that we can always turn ourselves around, straighten out like I did in that left-hand turn lane and follow the directions and follow the signs that God has given us through the Bible, through the scriptures, and also through the sacraments which he has left as aids for us, which are the healing signs that point us in the right direction towards Christ and help us get there. I'd like to reflect also on the fact that it's not enough to just get ourselves there. You know, as also we are called to, as I said earlier, spread that message to others, to bring them along for the ride, so to speak, so that we can together arrive safely at our destination. And so we must pass those directions and how to read those signs, especially onto others, our children, grandchildren, friends, family members, those that we know are maybe heading in the wrong direction. I remember not long ago, I was driving down another highway, and this was a divided highway, so there's two lanes going south and then the median, and then two lanes going north. And as I was driving down, I saw a restaurant, or I think it was a gas station restaurant kind of thing, up ahead on the right, and one person was taking a left, trying to go the opposite direction that I was going, but he had to cross my lanes. And this person, for whatever reason, got confused, and he turned into the lanes that were, you know, that I was going down on, so he's coming right at me. So he missed going across the median to go the right way. And he had no idea. And so there's kind of a panic in my heart as we were approaching him very quickly. And also, I'm sure the cars behind me. I thought, how can I help this person? You know, I can't call him. I don't have his number. And so all I can do is pull over to the shoulder for my own safety. But how do I keep that person safe? How do I get that person turned around? Well, I have to send him a sign, a signal, a message, something to show him that what he's doing is very dangerous. Wake up, turn around. And so it was during the day, but I still turned on my lights and my bright lights, and I kind of kept flickering them. Of course, that, thank God, caught his attention. I noticed in my rearview mirror as he passed me, he turned on his signal, and so he was looking for a place to turn around and head the right way. But God asks us to do the same thing in the spiritual life. When we see people heading in that wrong direction, to reach out to them in love and mercy. Try and be with them, encourage them, tell them, invite them to turn around, to turn back to Christ. You know, Lent for us was a time to turn ourselves around. And Easter, of course, is a time to do just that. To reach out to others who have not turned around and assist them in any way we can. And we can do this, and maybe we're doing this in a variety of ways, but we can simply, I think most importantly, do this by the way we live as Christians, by what we say and what we do, simply setting a good example that speaks volumes. And we may not think that other people see that, but they really, really do. Can also be there for someone we know that is hurting or suffering at this time, carrying a heavy cross in their life. Maybe we know that, or maybe they've communicated that to us. Just reach out to them with a phone call or a message, just asking them if they need anything. A lot of times they maybe just want someone to listen and encourage them and pray with them. We can also encourage and affirm those who are doing well. We often forget to do that. Maybe it's our children or coworkers or family members who've been doing pretty good, being very helpful, living a good life, and doing a lot of good. And so we want to affirm that, too, in a humble way to keep them going. And lastly, I think what we're doing already by praying for those who are struggling, maybe with temptation or with heavy crosses in their life, prayer can be a powerful, powerful remedy. And so during this Easter season, let us continue to pray that God would continue to bless us in our efforts to give witness to the love and mercy that God has for us in Christ. And let us continue to share that with one another.